From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On a recent trip to New York City, we were savoring the menu at a West Side eatery. Salmon with orange soy glaze, tomato goat cheese baguettes, and steamed asparagus with mustard shallot vinaigrette.
One leg, one small piece. You want a wing or a leg?
But you won't find any waiters or white tablecloths here, because this is actually the monthly menu for a school cafeteria, a lunchroom in an elite private school where the head cook happens to be a renowned instructor from the French Culinary Institute. His name is Chef Bobo. He was hired by the Calhoun School in Manhattan to combat a common dilemma, the daily dietary disaster called school lunch.
Last year, we had bouncy hot dogs and the mac...
Bouncy hot dogs?
Yeah, like if you drop the hot dog, it would bounce, and it didn't really seem too attractive. And the macaroni and cheese was kind of hard and chunky and gross.
What seemed like an unlikely pairing, a French chef who resembles Santa Claus and 650 finicky students, has turned out to be a match made in heaven.
Oh, what's for dessert today? Who knows? You say.
Lemon bars,
yes.
With his southern drawl and a sparkling single earring, Chef Bobo, whose real name is Robert Searles, has a fairly high cool quotient. School lunches are no longer the butt of bad jokes. The students devour everything in the lunch line, even Chef Bobo's special recipe, rutabagas?
We knew that kids tend to not like rutabaga, so we made them like fries. They loved them. We ran out. We put turnips in there, parsnips in there.
You ran out of rutabagas.
And then we added turnips, parsnips, and carrots, and we still ran out. Something's going right.
So, you know, this is interesting. So you have children who are going home and asking their mothers, can I have rutabagas?
That's right. And they go, Mom, could you make cauliflower soup? What do you mean cauliflower soup? You've never eaten cauliflower in your life. You won't touch it. Oh, but Chef Bobo made it so good. Please make some for us.
So you have parents who are running, trying to keep up with you now.
That's right. They ask for recipes.
They're probably changing the menus at home.
Yep.
Can we look in your pantry?
Sure, please.
We first met Chef Bobo in his stockroom, and after scanning the shelves, it quickly became clear that this is no ordinary school cafeteria.
Mirin, rice wine vinegar, fish sauce, coconut milk, tamarind, tahini. We have coriander, tarragon, allspice, nutmeg, and if we don't have it here, we'll have it tomorrow.
What's this in the bag, right on top of the fresh garlic?
Those are dried shiitake mushrooms. Sometimes we'll make an Asian corn soup, and we'll soak these mushrooms, use the juice from soaking them, and then slice the mushroom. It's so rich and so wonderful.
After years of teaching at the Culinary Institute, Chef Bobo was eager to test his basic philosophy about food. He believes that the best way to ensure that adults eat well is to develop an appetite for healthy foods early in life. Children, he says, will eat nutritious foods, even the vegetables, if they're cooked in such a way that they don't taste like styrofoam.
We have bold, bold flavor. That's our motto. Nutrition, bold flavor, and keeping costs down.
Who's next? Hey, George.
When you step inside the Calhoun School cafeteria, you have to leave behind the old image of cafeteria ladies in their hairnets. The food here is prepared by professionally trained cooks who traded in work at some of New York's finest restaurants for better hours and a chance to transform children's diets. With few exceptions, all items are made from scratch. The salad dressings, the sauces, even the bread. You'll find no chicken nuggets, no frozen entrees, no mystery meat, and until recently, no ketchup.
You know, when I first started here, I would not allow ketchup to be put into the cafeteria. They'd say, Chef Bobo, can we have ketchup? I'd say, no, I don't believe in ketchup. Why don't you believe in ketchup? I said, because ketchup has more sugar than ice cream. The previous food supplier, the food was pretty bad from what I understand. I never tasted it, but they would cover it with ketchup. I did that when I was a kid, and that's what they did. That's the way they could eat. I wanted them to taste my food before I allowed them to have ketchup.
Children are among the toughest critics when it comes to food, but in the cafeteria, the empty plates say it all. Chef Bobo is changing the way these students eat.
This year is so good. Like, I feel like I'm in a restaurant every day.
Do you find yourself eating things that you never touched before? Rutabagas,
yes.
Cauliflower?
Yeah, I never ate cauliflower, but yesterday we had roasted cauliflower, and I ate it, and I loved it. It was so good, and I've never eaten cauliflower before, so now that turned me on. That was really cool.
And when you're home, when you go home after school and you're hungry, you want a snack, do you find yourself reaching for something different?
Yeah, like normally I'd go reach for a cookie or something out of the fridge, like ice cream or something. And now I reach for apples or like cucumbers or something like that.
Parents like Elise Boyan are overjoyed about the changing palates.
They all think of Chef Bobo as sort of a hero.
Yeah.
So you can invoke his name at home and say, well, I think Chef Bobo would make this, or he would try it, or you'd eat it for him, so eat it for me, and it works.
Bobo often steps out of the kitchen to table hop through the dining room, much as a chef would in any fine restaurant. He likes to know what sells.
Because you want to make sure everybody's well-fed and happy, and that they've enjoyed what they've eaten. And we listen to what they have to say. If there's something they really, really love, we'll make sure we have it a little more often.
Has there been something that just flopped that the kids just didn't take to?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you exactly what it is. Any type of baked pasta.
Too institutional?
Well, I think they have to be kept moist. Pasta soaks up all the sauce, and then it's dry. And if it's dry and it's heated up and sits on the steam table, yeah, I guess it's too institutional.
The food costs about $3 per meal, similar to the budget for many public school programs. He saves money by serving smaller portions and making sure little goes to waste. Today's leftover veggies are tomorrow's minestrone.
When we order fish and we say we've got too much fish, we don't just say, well, we ordered too much. We freeze that fish. It will either be pickled, smoked, or used some other way. You know, puff pastry, and we put gravlax on it. Nothing's wasted.
Chef Bobo knows that the Calhoun kitchen is not easily duplicated, and not just because of his culinary pedigree. Most schools, especially public ones, buy in bulk and rely on frozen or pre-cooked meals, and fresh produce is rare because it's so tough to store. Even so, Chef Bobo hopes the outside world will see his experiment as more than just an extravagance at a well-heeled Manhattan school. He hopes that educators and parents take notice, because as he sees it, he's cooking up a revolution, one rutabaga fry at a time.
Hi, can I have some chicken and rutabaga fries?
Sure. To get Chef Bobo's lunchroom recipes, you can visit our website, npr.org.